ladies and gentlemen, walking through Africa doing God's work and doing amazing things. A very humble man, I tell you, a very humble man. But a man that spends time with God is being used in the nations by, from the very meek all the way to very high offices. He's not selective about where he speaks. You can find him speaking in the Goretti, and you can find him speaking at State House. He goes where God calls him to go, and tonight I know God is going to use him mightily. For the final time, or this side of eternity, this time of August, because we shall see him again by God's grace, please help me make welcome the servant of God, Apostle Joshua. Kenya, let me ask you, are you in a hurry? Are you ready for a Kesha? Apostle minister by God's grace and God's power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Kenya. Amen. Tonight is one night you will not forget in a hurry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to appreciate the fathers, Reverend Julian, and everyone who is deserving of honor. All together, can we bless the Lord for them? Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, I'll just make two requests very quickly. Number one, remember we spoke about the prayer request. How many of you remember? Now, very quickly, whilst I teach, if you are yet to put down your prayer request, for those of you who have sent it online, I'm sure there will be a way of collating it. Those of you who are watching from the nations and by way of television, internet, you can connect with us when it's time to pray. But for those of you who are here, please do well to pen down your requests for you and for your loved ones, and then we'll receive them. I'm saying this because I'm told they are over 65,000 people. Can you imagine that? To Jesus be all the glory. So we have to do that very fast. Now, here's what I want you to do. When you put down your prayer request, please just pass it to the last person by your aisle, whether the left or right, doesn't matter. And that individual will be the one who will just give the ushers. We can do that whilst I teach so that we have them already. It will help us to conserve time. Number two, please let me request, get me two large Kenyan flags. Two large Kenyan flags. Even if not immediately, please find them. Two large Kenyan flags. And if you have your Kenyan flag here, keep it handy, because we are going to do something prophetic in this place. Are you ready now? Father, give me an encounter tonight. Lift your voice and please pray. Give me an encounter in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me an encounter. Your bride to the King of Kings. In the name of Jesus, for in Jesus' name we pray. Father, tonight we pray that you will work wonders in Kenya. In the name of Jesus, your people have come with hearts open, with hearts expectant, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you will visit everyone. Let the sick be healed. Let your oppressed be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every burden be lifted and let Jesus alone be exalted. Show up, O God, and let your people be blessed. For For in Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. I'll just charge our hearts very briefly. Please be seated. God bless you. And then we'll get straight to the prayer for the sick and then to allow the Lord visit us and give us encounters. Tonight is also a night of impartation. Hallelujah. Impartation is very important. It is a system of transference of graces. Every time God sends a word to Jacob, he intends that the entire Israel be lighted by it. Hallelujah. So many tonight will receive mantles and graces. Some of you have seen it in your dreams. Some of you have had visions of these days and these moments. Let tonight be that night, in the name of Jesus, that you will receive something precious from heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Mark chapter 1. Begin our reading from verse 32. The days of miracle signs and wonders are not over. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The difference, before we read this scripture, please listen. The difference between magic and miracles is that miracles are byproducts of relationships. Magic is a byproduct of rituals. Are we together? Yes. There is a difference between the miraculous, the supernatural, and magical or demonic activities. If you go, say, for instance, to a herbalist, looking for solutions, he doesn't need to know your name necessarily. He doesn't need to build a relationship with you. Are we together? All he needs to know is to know what you are looking for, and then he will consult consult with the realm of the spirit through all of the mediums available and bring together the set of rituals that you must observe for that miracle. You may not even need to know his name, but you see, the faith life is started and maintained through relationships. So, more than just receiving power, more than just receiving the wisdom of God, he wants to know you, and he wants you to know him very personally. Are we together now? It says, "Fear not, I have redeemed you," talking about Israel in Isaiah 43. It says, "I have called you by name, you are mine." So you can know God and he can be known by you. And your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and then the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Listen carefully. As you grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will find out that there are many things that begin to happen to you. One of them is that your life naturally begins to evolve into that of a miracle worker. Authentic, genuine, Bible-based manifestation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, don't turn there, we're still in Mark, but just to quote that, he said, "You shall receive power after, not before, not during. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." So in order of priority, it is the person of the Holy Ghost. And then there are many things that he does in and through your life. The result of it is power. You can focus on power and ignore your relationship with the Holy Spirit. It will lead you to various shades of error. So when it has to do with the faith life, relationship is very important. Above and beyond rituals, the faith life is a life of relationship. Are we together? I just needed to put that in place because there are people who think, sadly, and believe that every supernatural manifestation of the Spirit is either stage managed or a product of some, demonic affiliation. It doesn't have to be that way. Unfortunately, I know that across Africa and the globe, we may have these kinds of experiences. But just for you to know that Jesus is still alive. Just for you to know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the name of Jesus, he will show up tonight in a way that will surprise you. Mark 1:32. And at evening, the Bible says, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city, does it look like today? All the city was gathered together at the door. The Bible says, and he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. 34. The Bible says, and in the morning, rising up a great while, he went and prayed, and as a result, the disciples followed after him. One more scripture. Matthew chapter 10. We'll read verse 1, then we'll go to 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 10. Jesus is commissioning the disciples to go on. I would liken it to a spiritual industrial training. He's helping their hands to be firm as far as the things of the Spirit is concerned. Haven't taught them for weeks and months and a few years. Now he's releasing them to see the relevance. Are we together now? Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. From verse 1. Is that Matthew 10? The Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Power against unclean spirits. Please look up. That means clearly, you need to understand what I'm teaching now. The Bible tells us that there are two kinds of spirits. He never said power against spirits. He defined the kinds of spirits that power should be against. The power of God is not against everything and every spirit. Are we together? That there are clean spirits or holy spirits. I hope you know that you are a Holy Spirit in Christ. There is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. But every recreated person in Christ is a Holy Spirit. Are we together? So, the Bible says he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Notice the assignment of the power. That every time that power is released, it does not work carelessly. The power has an assignment to test and test the purity of spirits. And it tests the purity of spirits with respect to the revelation of Jesus. That every spirit that does not reveal Jesus is an unclean spirit, and that the power sustains the ability to inject them out of an individual, out of a territory. Are we together now? To cast out unclean spirits and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Go to verse 7, please, and then 8. 7 and 8. He said, as ye go, I'm sending you now, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is now within your reach. The word at hand means it's an experience that is no longer far from you. It is within your reach. And authenticate your message by doing the following. Verse 8. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. And he says, be lavish as you do it. Freely you have received this power. And he says, freely give. Are we together? Acts chapter 8 from verse 5. The Bible says, Philip went down to Samaria and there he preached Christ. Notice the character of the administration of this spiritual power. It is always in response to a message. That Jesus told them, this power remains inactive until a message precedes it. The power is supposed to confirm something and someone. Your emphasis, therefore, if you want to see the release of that power, is to focus on the revelation and the exaltation of Jesus. Are we together? The power has an assignment. The power of God has been mandated to remain inactive until Jesus is revealed. The revelation of Jesus is the ignition of spiritual power. Listen carefully, because many people clamor for power. Many people want miracles. And the miracles will not profit you until they confirm a message and a person. Is someone learning now?
Yes.
Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Please look up. And the Bible says he preached Christ. He didn't go there to work miracles. He went there with a message that could save, a message that could change and transform. Are we together? The moment he began to preach Christ, the power of God was present. Because the power has been authorized by the integrity of God to be in place every time Jesus is revealed. The Bible says the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Next verse. It says, for unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many. What kind of spirits? You see the pattern again. Not every spirit. The anointing does not drive every spirit. No. The anointing does not fight every spirit. The anointing only fights any spirit that is antichrist in character. My goodness. Are we together? That means when the anointing comes into a life, a family, it begins to scan for what operation is antichrist. At the moment it finds any spirit that is unclean, unclean with respect to the revelation of Jesus, the anointing has a mandate to bring deliverance. Deliverance simply means a separation between you and the spirit, or you and the influence that impedes your peace and your advancement. If we're together, say amen. It says, for unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were laid were healed. As a result, may this be the testimony of Kenya after tonight. And there was great joy in that city. Hallelujah. You know, for many years, I studied why the ministry of the fathers passed, those we call God's generals, why their ministries were characterized by such potent demonstrations of the Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, not just healings, not just deliverances. You would hear of supernatural manifestations, doors opening, and all kinds of things, chains breaking. And I studied it, and for many years, I didn't find anything unique per se, until the Lord opened my eyes, that the assignment of the anointing is to validate the word. That means the assignment remains inactive until the word is sent, until the message is sent. The moment you reveal Jesus, the ignition for the manifestation of the power of God has been kicked in. Many people want to see miracles, but their desire for miracles is largely for self-validation, not the revelation and the glorification of Jesus. Listen, tonight you are not only receiving, you are learning, because this grace must stay here. It must be replicated again and again. Are we together? The pressure for self-validation will usually end up in leaving us in disappointment. So I want the power of God to move so that you don't doubt that I'm fake or that I'm a powerless man of God. That is too small a reason for God to invest his power in that meeting. There is one biblical reason why the anointing should be allowed on scriptural basis to find expression. Jesus revealed. Jesus glorified. The Bible says, as you go, preach. Tell them that good news. And when you talk to them, remember There are spirits that want to make you look like liars. Every time you see an unclean spirit, remember I did not send you alone. If you do not understand the singular assignment of seeing Jesus revealed, then forget about the manifestation of spiritual power. To see you high and lifted up, you are shining in the light of the glory. Pour out your power and love. We sing holy, holy, holy. You high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. That means the power of God and the miraculous has an assignment. My charge tonight is to help you discern miracles so that as we experience them, for every miracle that you will be experiencing tonight and you will be witnessing tonight, we must understand the purpose behind it. Are we together? Validating the man of God is the lead assignment of the miraculous. Let me repeat myself again. Validating the man of God and his ministry is the least assignment of the miraculous. There are nobler and greater assignments. And let me show you a mystery and then we pray. God do wonders? Why does he work miracles? Why does he reveal his power in the midst of his people? What is the assignment of the miraculous? When the sick are healed, what's this? When the oppressed are delivered, when the barren becomes a joyful mother of children, twins, triplets, quadruplets, when God lifts a man from a dunghill overnight, what is God really saying? Because miracles are a language. Miracles are a handwriting on the wall. And if you do not know what God is saying to them, they will not really profit you. The real profit of the miracles is not just your testimony. There is another message attached to that testimony. Number one, every manifestation of the supernatural, every manifestation of the miraculous, be it healing, deliverance, breakthrough, restoration, every manifestation of the power of God carries this message from heaven. Number one, I love you. The miraculous captures within it the message of God's love. Please write that down. The miraculous captures within it the message of God's love. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and with my loving kindness I have drawn you. Are we together? Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. Is that 31 and verse 3? Yes. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with my loving kindness, I have drawn you. Listen, you see, the character of love is that it gives. Love does not just speak, love gives. Are we together? Number two, the hallmark of fatherhood, in fact, the definition of fatherhood according to the Bible is not having children. You can have children and you are not father. The word father comes from the word Abba. It means source. It means sustainer. It means defender. It means protector. Jesus, in teaching about fatherhood, said, if you be evil, know how to give good gifts. So, in the mind of God, the hallmark of fatherhood is the ease with which you give and release. You are truly father to the degree to which you are in a hurry to give. Are we together now? So, if the father is love and he loves you truly,
then the manifestation of miracles are proof again that he loves you. Are we together? Never forget that message. Every miracle carries with it this message that God is love and that he loves you that far. God is not ashamed to declare his vulnerability for man. You read all through scriptures, as mighty as God is, when it has to do with the issue of man, he's not ashamed to be vulnerable. Man would leave him and say, go places and I'll go to do my thing, and he would punish man and still be restless for punishing man and send the prophet to say, alright, come back to me, I will still accept you. No wonder the psalmist said, what is man that thou art mindful of? Are we together? Nor the son of man that thou visitest him. Love. The first message behind the miraculous is the message of God's love. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come. Jesus now, who is love, I am come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, Apostle John tells us very clearly that God is love. Please give it to us. It says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Kenya, can we shout that statement? For God is love. One more time. So, when you find out that the cancer just disappeared, it is more than a miracle of dematerializing something that could kill you. That was a letter from heaven, the lover of your soul, saying, even for you, I am reminding you in the midst of this crowd that I still love you. Hallelujah. Love is a language in our world today that has been abused and largely misunderstood. When you say, I love you, you largely, for many people, they mean I am emotionally connected to you or affectionate towards you. That is wonderful, but you see, there's no time, I'm doing a charge tonight, but if you understand the kingdom's dimension of love, there are four indices that measure love. Number one, passion. There cannot be genuine love without passion. Number two, commitment. This is the second dimension to love. Number three, pleasure. Number four, which is the highest biblical index to measure love, is sacrifice. So when God says, I love you, or when you say, I love the Lord, it's important to understand what you are saying. Passion, pleasure, or commitment, pleasure, and sacrifice. Paul says to know the length, the breadth, and all of this, he listed the dimensions of the love of God. Please hear me. It is comforting to know that God loves us. If you are told that your president loves you, or some CEO who is a billionaire, if he says, I love you, you smile for many reasons, because that statement has an implication. Are we together? One thing, love a woman and she became queen. Love has implications. It's not a careless word. One king hated a woman and she lost her place. Love is powerful. It matters who loves you. I'm no longer a slave. I am a child. I'm no longer slave to Jesus. I am a child. If someone who is a person of influence or a billionaire says, I love you, you begin to rejoice. With no money in your pocket, you're still rejoicing. Because the meaning of that is that you have won my heart and I'm ready to invest everything that makes me to see you happy. So you need to understand and discern miracles. When a miracle happens, it is more than just a healing or a deliverance. If you came here without a job and by tomorrow someone calls you and says, we've been looking for you, don't just rejoice when you hold the employment letter. No. More than the employment letter, there is another letter written there. It is a letter of love. Make sure you read both. For everyone who is going to be healed here tonight, everyone who is going to be delivered here tonight, everyone who will be lifted tonight, remember, don't just celebrate the physical miracle. It is a letter from His Majesty to Kenya. You are still in my heart. Jealously guarded. The first message behind the miraculous, love. Message number two. Is God speaking to us already? The second message behind the miraculous is the revelation of the might of God. Psalm 62 and verse 11. Behind every miracle, behind every sign and wonder, is a statement from God to His creation. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard that all power, hear yourself, all power, let the devil hear you. Let every sickness hear you. All power belongs to God. I have spoken once. To hear twice that all power. So when God vetoes a doctor's report, when God vetoes whatever it is, someone can look at you and the family you come from and speak like Nathaniel speaking about Jesus. Can anything good come out of this person? Like you are seated scattered in this crowd and God would locate you and just turn your life like that. It is a demonstration of the supremacy of His power. Every miracle carries this message. I am all powerful. There are three attributes of God He did not share with man. Please look up. The dominion of man is shared dominion, not absolute dominion. The dominion God gave man is not absolute dominion. It is shared dominion. Are we together? That means the basis of our dominion is not something that came as a result of inherent accomplishment or achievement. It is on ground of our oneness with Christ. He brought us into that experience. Now listen very carefully. It's important for you to understand this because there are many things that God freely gave man, but there are three attributes of God He did not share with man. Number one is called His omnipresence. His ability to be everywhere, He didn't share that with man. It's an ability that keeps Him in a class all by Himself. Man cannot be anywhere and everywhere at the same time. I can be here in Kenya. I can be in Nigeria and Kenya at the same time. Prophetically, you can reach into dimensions and see in part. But I mean your physical expression is powerful because only God has the name Alpha Omega. He didn't share that with man. The word Alpha and Omega is an error in translation. The word and is not there. It is Alpha Omega. He does not need to leave the beginning to go to the end. They are both in His presence. There's no such thing as future. God does not have a future. That is not a reality that exists in His realm. His realm is now. So when He speaks about yesterday and tomorrow, it is to help man understand his operation. There is no such thing as tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. The one who makes anything has to be outside of that system. Is that true? He makes the day. He doesn't wait for it to be made and then He comes into it. He makes the day. We have to depend on the day to be made and we come into it. But He does not make it. He doesn't have to wait for the day to be created or made. He makes the day. And it's good news to know who makes your day. Hallelujah. Even Satan has to wait for the day to be made. If Satan could make a day, he would rush into the day of his destruction and correct it. His inability to be omnipresent. Listen, it is what defines God. One of the attributes that keeps him in a class all by himself. Number two, very quickly, are you getting blessed? So omnipresent, his ability to be everywhere. The psalmist said, where can I hide from your presence? Whether it is in heaven, whether it is on earth, whether it is in hell, he said, there you are with me. Number two, the second attribute of God that is exclusive to himself is his omnipotence. The ability to be all powerful. No man is all powerful. No king is all powerful. No government is all powerful. No matter how arrogant, we are limited. The Bible is full of stories where God humbled the pride of kings and showed them that it was God's sovereign who reigns over the affairs of men. Can I tell you the truth? God is the one who enthrones and dethrones. God is the one who lifts and honors. God is the one who raises people from the dunghill. And is also the one who brings the Nebuchadnezzar down, turning him into an animal for 7 years. All powerful. He is omnipotent. Number three, he is omniscient. All knowing. Nobody sustains that level of intelligence and that acumen to know everything. Paul, speaking to the church in Corinth, said, we know in part, we see in part, he said, and we prophesy in part. We are limited in knowledge. And if you think you know everything, I have a scripture for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2. The Bible says, let the man who thinks he knoweth anything know that he does not know everything the way he ought to know. Are we together now? We are limited in knowledge, so we ever depend on him. So in as much as he shared several things with men, he is omnipresent, he is omniscient, and he is omnipotent. Emmanuel, God is with us. He shall reign. He shall reign forever. I may not know what your situation is because I am limited. Oh, but there is he that knows all things. I may not know that you cried this morning except revealed to me by the Spirit. But there is one who was watching while you were crying and said, be patient, it's only a few more hours. And then that weeping will stop because your night. You see, listen. In the Bible, it is not time that regulates day and night. It is the presence or the absence of light. The Bible says, and the light he called day, and the night he called darkness. So anytime your light comes, that is your day. Even if it comes by 12 midnight, it is not the regulation of time. It is the presence or the absence of light. Are we together? The Bible says he called the light day and the darkness he called night. So you can be standing physically by 12 noon when the sun is brightest and still be in the night. Because although the light is shining physically, you are still in darkness. Are we together? That means for someone, don't be deceived that it is dark in Kenya. In the realm of the spirit, someone is already stepping into your day. Your day that never becomes night again. Because that light remains with you. John 1:5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So, let me finish off my teaching. Help those under the anointing. The miraculous conveys this message. Number one, God is love. I love you and I care so much about you. You see, listen, Satan is the master of the sense realm. He can manipulate the things happening to you and use them like a canvas to paint a picture of God that is wrong. Are we together? What kind of God is that who will allow you to go through all kinds of things? Is he really alive? The reply is about to be written.
Remember our teaching yesterday? The great and the mighty God. You know, I don't know how about your construction companies in Kenya, but back in Nigeria, there are a number of construction companies that by the time they build, they leave their signature on the building. Are we together now? You can test the authenticity of the building by knowing what construction company handled it. Is that true? There are certain blocks of concrete that you don't need to ask who built this or who molded this. Just throw it up, it falls down and does not break. There is a signature written on it. Now, let me tell you this. There is a way God works in your life. He will sign his signature. Are we together? So that nobody will ever doubt that this one was just the doings of a man or this was coincidence. That's what I'm trying to point out. You have very beautiful structures in Kenya, and you know, sometimes I look around and I'm like, wow, these people are, this is amazing. You know, very beautiful structures, beautiful hotels, and I'm sure that those who build them will be proud and say, listen, I did this. God is about to do something tonight. And he will leave his signature upon it. So that everyone who sees you, you don't have to tell them you came for this program. It will be written on you. Sign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who lifted this burden. The one who opened that door. When God signs upon your life or upon your ministry, the evidence is very clear. Are we together? Take your mind away from all the forces of darkness and everything that may have perturbed your faith. Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one can. Against our King. No one can. No one can. Is to act as a catalyst. He said, except ye see miraculous signs and wonders, ye shall not believe. That should be John 4:48, I think. Are we together now? There is something about the display of the power of God in the midst of his people. It reminds them again that he's worth your allegiance. It reminds them again that he's worth your submission. Can I tell you the truth? A gospel that is powerless is a gospel that will not do much. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's your Bible. It says, for it is. It is not that it has. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Hallelujah. As God has granted me the privilege to travel, give us Acts chapter 16, please, from verse 25. As God has granted me the grace and the privilege to travel from nation to nation and region to region, I have seen people rush to Jesus. Among the many, many factors, when they begin to see the power of God, the sick healed, lives oppressed, something happens to them. That upper stone is broken. And they run to Jesus. This is how our fathers commanded global harvests. He and Osborne would stand in a crusade ground like this. They would go to hedonistic nations. Nations that were largely hedonistic.
And there would be death threats waiting for them if the people were not blessed by their coming. Can you imagine that? That as a preacher, you told the government you have come to bless the people with supernatural power, and they are waiting with police and mobs and telling you, if nobody is healed, if nobody is delivered, be sure you are not going back. And they are not like beautiful people like this who love Jesus. You say, praise the Lord, they don't even know what that means. What is praise the Lord? What am I supposed to say? But at the end of those crusades, you would find people rushing as though they were running away from riot or something, coming to Jesus and saying, this is it, we've seen it. There is something about seeing the power of God. Like many of you right now are already saying, listen, I'm tired of living my life the way I want to live. I know that I need Jesus. Listen. If you want to see miracles in your life, and if you want them to be sustained, you must understand the purpose for the miraculous. Let me recap. Number one, miracles reveal the love of Jesus to you, to any territory. So the miraculous, starting from this crowd of people, over 65,000 people, excluding those who are online and by way of television, that is a miracle and that is a message. I told you, validating the man of God is the least assignment of such an act. It is a statement from Jesus to Kenya. I love you. I love you that much. And I can go that far to see you rejoice. Number two, miracles reveal the might. The might. God is mighty. Almighty. It is true. I have seen his power in and through my life. I have seen him change people. And then number three, as a catalyst for global or world evangelization, it is important that the miraculous leads to salvation. That people be saved, people come into that recognition that there is only one true God. He says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. Hallelujah. Give us, what scripture did I ask you to turn to? Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. We'll read this finally, and then we'll begin to pray. Acts 16:25. The Bible says, and at midnight, is that in your Bible? Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, how many doors? I want you to prophesy, because that's the amount of doors that will be open tonight. How many doors? Financial doors. Doors of influence. There is a way God visits the people and all doors open. They didn't need to go out through all doors. One door was enough. But when God steps in, all doors. All doors. The Bible says, and everyone's bands were loosed. Reading to 34. And the keeper of the prison, watch this now, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he threw out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, what must I do? Are you seeing now? This is the final assignment of the miraculous. By reason of what God did, he said, listen, what must I do to be saved? So as you are receiving the impartation for the miraculous, don't just rejoice and say, wow, so God has confirmed that I'm working in the prophetic, I'm working in this. More than that, God has given you a greater tool to bring more people to Jesus. I expect that by Sunday in Kenya, let's have the largest harvest of souls we've had from January till now. Because every altar will be on fire. By the time a barren woman, a woman with no fallopian tube, returns with triplets, that is a message that is more potent than any man's English. Miracles are a language. So you see many run to Jesus because of that sin. He's alive indeed. He's alive. He can heal. He can bless. He can lift. So it is true what was written there, that he's able to turn lives around. So it is true that he can pick me from my lowly estate and in less than a year bring me to a position of notoriety. Can you hear me? This same Jesus can lift. This same Jesus can heal. This same Jesus can take off burdens. Age-long captivities can run away like smoke before the wind. Are we together?
Bread of heaven sends down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king was captured. You want to leave us all through. Thank our Redeemer. God with us, the living one, and what a friend we have in you.
Ready to do business as usual, probably preparing for school or something, and you will find out that that day would be the day when this light would be rolled and folded like a curtain. The Bible lets us know that when the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus himself was speaking. He said, I have many things to tell you, but ye cannot bear them now. How be it? When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth. And among the many things he will do is that he will reprove the world of three things: of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. This is my final night with you. And my first message, listen very carefully, the first miracle that we want to experience tonight, above and beyond healing. Everyone who was healed in the Bible still died. Everyone who was raised from the dead still died. Everybody who was delivered still died. But hear me. The Bible says if our hope is only in this life, we are of all men most miserable. You have come tonight to be healed. You will be healed. You have come tonight to be delivered. You will be delivered. You have come to access mantles and graces. Indeed, God will lavishly make it available. But please hear me. It's important to know this.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for you? I live my life for you. When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will be nothing. Only what I've done for love's free will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look me night we'll always sing your praise. Here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's light through hope when it's only set and done. You're my light when light.
No matter what you receive tonight, if you do not make your ways right with Jesus, you are far from being in a position of advantage. In order of priority, the noblest decision any man can have and make in life, listen very carefully, beyond the decision to be educated, even beyond the decision to walk in integrity and character, is the decision to totally surrender everything to Jesus. Hear me? This is the foundation of the faith life. We are gathered tonight to honor Jesus, but to honor this decision. I want to make an altar call right now. Listen very carefully. There are so many people here, and this is how it is going to be. You are in this place, all across, over 65,000 of you listening to me, and those who are following from any nation by way of television. Jesus is speaking to you right now. Being born again is more than a Christian activity. Hallelujah. Now listen carefully. It's important for you to know that you must make your ways right, even with Jesus. There are two categories of people. Number one, there are those who are saying, Apostle, I have never truly considered this. I can say of the truth that I have not made this decision. And I want tonight to be that night when I win this war of destiny. Number two, there are those who are saying, Apostle, I remember making this decision. But in truth, as it is, my life has gone haywire. And I cannot truly say I am walking in the faith and standing strong. Wherever you are, I am going to request. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to ask you to stand up on your feet. Are we together? And then, for the first few people who would be able to make it here, once, listen carefully please, once this place is filled up, you can stand right where you are or in front of your LEDs, and then I'm going to pray with you, and then you will return back, and then you'll be ready to pray for the sick and do some other things. But hear me, there's someone in this place, the reason why you came is because you need Jesus. He's more than the founder of a religion. He's more than the founder of a superior religion. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm going to count 1 to 5. I'd like you to run like a destroy on the mountain and come and stand before Jesus. 1.
Oh. young and old, come. Male and female, come. Come to Jesus. The Bible calls him the way and the truth and the life. It says, no man comes to the Father except by Jesus the Son. There is no other name given unto men by which we must be saved. Come to Jesus. He's able to give you a new beginning. Two more counts and I begin to pray. Jesus Christ, there are people crying in repentance. When the spirit of revival comes, there is always an awakening, a genuine awakening. There's gonna be a great awakening. There's gonna be a great revival in your land. There's gonna be a great awakening. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, when the Spirit was poured off, when Peter preached, the Bible said they were pricked in the heart. And they said, men and brethren, what should we do? Peter said, repent for the remission of your sins. He does not condemn you, but let me tell you this, the lover of your soul is calling you to a deeper and a richer experience. When you dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to the song of all songs. Now please listen. For all of you who are standing to make this call, those who are kneeling in front before Jesus, and let me speak to someone who is watching by way of television. Maybe you are watching a rebroadcast and you are saying, Apostle, I'm right there in my room, in my office. Can I make Jesus Lord of my life? Absolutely. Absolutely. He is everywhere. And the Bible says the Lord is nigh them that call upon him. Are we together? I want to pray with you, my precious people. I salute your courage to have made this decision. It is the noblest decision that any man can make. Hallelujah. Now, for all of you who are standing for this call and those who are kneeling, may I please request that you lift your right hand high above your head as a sign of surrender. Go ahead. And I'm going to lead you to prayer. Prayer. You're not reciting a poem. This is a prayer that must be made by faith, believing. That for everyone who declares the Lordship of Jesus, eternal life is yours. Please say this after me, loud and very clear. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe in you that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit, and I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I declare that I am a child of God. From this moment forward, I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Now keep your hands lifted. Father, I present to you the ones Jesus died for.
We thank you for the honor of leading these many to the cross. And I pray by the authority of Scripture that your sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, I commend you to the minister of the Spirit and even the minister of the Word.
May you be grounded and established in righteousness. I stretch my hands now upon you. Let the Holy Spirit rest upon you. Take that out of me now. Take that out of me now. Take that out of me now. Receive the Spirit of grace. Take that out of me now. Be filled with the Spirit. Be empowered by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Authority and victory over sin, over Satan. Be filled with the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, a new experience over your spiritual life. Authority over sin and the flesh is released upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now please hear me. Please hear me. We're about to start the ministry now, the ministration. I'm going to request that for those who can, just get up gently and return back to your seats. If at any point in the course of this meeting or any other meeting your attention is needed, please do well to comply, as I'm sure there will be counselors to follow you and so on and so forth. So all of you, we may want to make it this way tonight, but let's honor them very quickly. Why are you turning to wine?
Or not, don't have to go to the anointing, go to the Lord, they don't need to Hallelujah. And listen to me. Some of you people are giving prayer for the sick. The Lord is opening my eyes, and I'm seeing a door, and I'm seeing a padlock on it. And the Lord is telling me this is a representation of many people's destinies. The Lord is asking me to open my eyes, and I open it. I'm going to pray out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please listen. I want you to check yourself right now and do what you couldn't do. The moment you find out that God has done something, a notable miracle, and you'll be touched, I want you to run. If any person will have the pastor, wave your head so they see you. You can come to this man or that man very quickly. Let's have a team of the testimonies. What time is happening? Do you still have your prayer request? How many of you are here to submit your prayer request? Wave your hands and let me see you. Please, altar. Let's get the prayer request very quickly so that we bring them to the altar here. Hallelujah. I want to give everyone a prayer point before we take a new testimony. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that everything from me I have planted is hereby destroyed. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I decree in the name of Jesus, it's the season of progress for me.
Okay.
devil, please.
Give us that prayer song. Let's answer and let the devil know that Jesus Christ is exalted as Lord and Christ, even all the prayer. Just 2 minutes when I was going out, I hope that them.
Gloria, gloria, gloria.
What are you doing?
Thank you. Okay, and you were sick. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare over the spirit of God,
and you have prayed for the children of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, your children will love the Lord. Your children will love the Lord. All this environment will be powerful for the children. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord be in mind in Jesus' name.
I stand upon this earth, the first of all, every everything that has pressed you down, the same way it is under my feet, let it be under your feet.
We are about to pray and I'm going to be pleading with, even if it's just three or four of our fathers of faith, let me plead with them to please, if it pleases them, to come and join me here representing the spiritual voices over Kenya. And here's what will happen. We're going to give them the mic, even if it's just for a minute, by the privilege of their position as fathers and elders, we are going to be making declarations over Kenya. Are we together now? Once we have that done, then we will wrap up with the impartation. There are many of you, this is one of the reasons why the Lord brought you here, to access graces, to serious dimensions of your anointing. I'd like you to prepare your spirit because you are about to receive. Is it possible, Pastor Junior, to have two or three of our fathers who are ready to come up here? I plead that if you can, please let us have two or three of them. Let's honor the fathers as they come. Come on, Kenya. You are a place of honor. You are a nation of honor. Celebrate them as they come. We are going to be making declarations over you and over the nation of Kenya. Let's have as many hands as we are standing here, please. Someone, help me on this. Even if you pick that of the people holding, we'll give them back, please. We need a plan here as a prophetic point of contact. Is there someone that will do this? Hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. If you have one, please let us have it. God bless you. Now, while they are praying and speaking, I'd like you to lift your pen and flag prophetically. We are praying over the nation of Kenya. The Bible says to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and said they shall prosper and grow up you. Are we together? I'm going to be requesting that our fathers, maybe Baba can end. You can start also, and then our daddy here, and then our father will speak over Kenya. I'd like you to believe this is a united Kenya prayer right now. Put aside every prejudice, put aside denominational barriers, put aside everything. We are calling upon the Lord God of heaven to arise. If we can have one or two of you putting, I love these people. Let's have one stand there, let's have one stand there. Come. And lift up the flag and let's pray.
Yes, please. We bow in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand before you. And we pray for your mercy and your grace upon our nation. We are forever grateful for this Father who brought us. We thank you for the peace that you gave us before the elections. And during the elections, and after the elections. But now, Lord, we look up unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, there is a spirit of faithful in the head of us. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, it is going to define the destiny of this nation. But as the church tonight, we come before you, and we plead for mercy. We pray for divine intervention. We pray that the forces of darkness
We come before the throne of heaven. We demand in the name of Jesus that you must speak the Supreme Court of Kenya. We demand in the name of Jesus and we bring our case before you. We demand in the name of Jesus and we pray for the God of heaven. You are going to desire the destiny of our nation. We demand in the name of Jesus. The one whom you have chosen to lead Kenya, my father, is the one who is going to be granted the first of this nation. In the name of Jesus, we come to everyone in the state, every one of us. We declare Proverbs 21, that there is no intelligence, there is no wisdom, there is no plan. I tell you, in the name of Jesus, we stand before you, my Father, in the name of the Messiah, the King of the Bible, and of prayer, we thank and shout, and we are for signs and wonders, if we have them everywhere, even beyond the river, help me pray for the people, help me cast the outfield, in the name of Jesus, and help me a harvest.
Y el dolor cambió mi show, a lo menos.
sanctuary in peace, in your dwelling places, in your villages, in your house, they can dwell in prosperity, they can dwell in increase, they can dwell in your prayer.
Our Father and our God, as we stand on this altar under your anointing, we declare that the bondage of tribalism is broken in heaven today. And that apostolic peace, we declare the curse of tribalism shall not prevail over this nation anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that the divisions that come upon Kenya every time there is an election shall be no more in the name of Jesus Christ. But those are the divisions that we shall never see them again in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God and our Lord, we stand upon this altar and declare the spirit of corruption that has been speaking in this nation, we declare it broken tonight by the anointing upon this altar in the name of Jesus Christ. That corruption shall have no place in this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare that those who are sought for the elected positions with a mind to live the resources of this nation shall not succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every gradual strength shall not prevail over our leaders. In every constituency, in every world, and in the entire nation, in the name of Jesus Christ. How we declare today that we are one nation, we are one people, under God, we are one nation, we are one people. And are you, O God, the apostle reign of God, reign in this nation. We refuse ethnic clashes. We refuse ethnic clashes over this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have delivered us tonight, and you have put this apostolic team together to declare your intent in this session. We join in the revival that you have brought to this session. We celebrate the revival you have brought in this session. We celebrate.
To all trouble in the nation, and to stand in agreement with the prayers
of the fathers, and even in the presence of the leaders here, may I request that we rise and sing your national anthem. Someone lead us, and as your national anthem is played, I want you to reflect on what you can do for your nation, not just what you can get from your nation. If you are a politician, then listen to me very carefully. Posterity will judge if all we do is take from the nation. Everybody here, hearing me in Kenya, you are a stakeholder in the building of your nation. No foreigner will come to your nation and build. It will take people, sons and daughters of the soil. So some of you, for the first time, let your national anthem mean something true to you. Don't just sing it. It's not a special number. It's a pledge and a commitment. For some of you who have sung the songs with laxity and carelessness, let this tonight plant in you the spirit of patriotism for a united Kenya, for a greater Kenya, for a higher Kenya. In the name of Jesus, please. Fathers, as they return back to their seats. This is my final assignment here tonight. Romans chapter 1 from verse 11 said, "For I long to see you, that I may impart upon you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established." The Bible says he sent a word to Jacob, and it lightened upon Israel. Listen, every time God anoints a man or a people, in his mind, that anointing and that grace should not remain with that one individual. That one individual only becomes a conduit. Are we together? Yes. There are graces that men carry. There are graces that your fathers carry. And for many men of God and for many nations, it is dishonor that has stopped the transference of graces. Every mantle is still on earth. Mantles don't leave the earth to heaven. It is dishonor. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, and dishonor to Christians. But I pray that by reason of this, mighty to save, at least that God has done, that there are ancient mantles that have been locked up with me in the soil of Kenya. Mantles that were only known about 10 to 20 years ago. No one will redeem these wells in the next 5 days. If you are a master here, you are a prophet or an apostle, now is your time to receive. Please listen. Kenya, like our father thought, we must be united people. We may not agree in certain things, but the difference is that too little to cause any divide. The body of Christ must be united. Unity does not mean uniformity. You don't have to do the same thing, but you can agree and have mutual respect. The key to unity is number one, love for God and love for nation. Number two, the key to unity is mutual honor. You cannot dishonor and downplay and demean another person's contribution and expect unity. No matter how little the contribution is, no matter how great the contribution is, together, that you build the purposes of God and you frontier the cause of the kingdom, even within Kenya. Are we together? The third key for unity is tolerance. You have to create a system of accommodation. And the final key to promote unity is the spirit of intercession. You hardly criticize anybody you pray for. Are we together? Rather than criticism and demeaning statements, try prayer and intercession. Are we together now? So I want to pray by the privilege of God's grace and standing upon the grace of the fathers. I want to pray and release grace and also activate mantles that have been lying dormant in Kenya, waiting for a generation that understands honor. This is a generation that honors Jesus, honors the Father, and honors the land. You don't have to bring those that are anointed. I'll just pray for you. If someone is that anointed, just help them so they do not injure themselves. Father, in the name of Jesus. You have anointed us and granted us the grace to speak over our nations. When the Lord Jesus appeared to me, he told me that every nation and every region he would send me to, there must be someone in that meeting that the light that came from him to me will be transferred to that person. Therefore, I stand by the privilege of this apostolic hand of the Lord. I stand up for the Lord of the High and I declare, let the fear of God be right now. Let me call upon you. Take it and give it now. Take it and give it now. Take it and give it now. Give it now. Oh, my God. Be open. I am calling the name of the Father. Give it now. Be open.
Yeah. Is it all right if I please request the judges
even if we can just have them here, please make sure we belong to the category that were mentioned by Reverend Junior. Please support us for all the revising that we have, let them be all in the house of God. Please, the judges and those in the judiciary, what we recognize, let's offer them as they come. It is so that they are at a sensitive period right now with this nation. It is this how you honor your leaders. Hallelujah. Now, please, I want you to stretch your hands in one way and pray for grace. Pray for grace. Pray for grace in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for your judges to use them as points of contact. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will guide their decisions and they will make decisions that will move Kenya forward. Are you praying for them? In the name of Jesus, right to the Supreme Court, right to the Appeal Court, right to the High Court, I'd like you to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, anoint these people afresh for the sake of your people. Go ahead and pray for them. Go ahead and pray for them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the leaders in Kenya. Lord, that you will help them, even at this defining moment. Let your counsel stand, let your promises be established. We pray in the name of Jesus, your lives are preserved, the lives of your loved ones are preserved. The intelligence to walk in justice. In the name of Jesus, and fairness and equity, that grace is released upon you. You will have wrong. In the name of Jesus, your contribution in the judicial system will lead to a united Kenya. Right now, I release grace upon you. Carry the anointing that was upon you, that many will be that. Take that grace now. I release the anointing upon you. We represent in the judicial system. In the name of Jesus Christ, carry the wisdom of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will make decisions that are consistent with the values of heaven. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's honor and exalt our King. Hallelujah. Pastor also made a request that there's a first lady, I don't know what nation, but she's watching and trusting God for a miracle. It is important that we see that our elders come. We don't need to know the nation, but let's have the elders of Chara. We pray for this first lady who is following online. In the name of Jesus, now we speak over your life. Let the healing power of Jesus come upon you right now. You will last, you will be strong, you will finish your tenure with honor. In the name of Jesus, you will not die of sleep. The Lord will preserve you. Therefore, we pray and release the blessings of the Spirit, the blessings of the church, all the way from Kenya to your nation. We declare you are healthy, you are whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Kenya, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your honor. Thank you, every man of God, every woman of God, every captain of industry, every politician, everyone who functions in your parliament, and all you have made us say is success. You have honored me. You have treated me so graciously from your customs, immigration, and all of your leaders to say thank you. There is nothing a man can receive except that which was given to him from heaven. And so I stand to you as a testament of the grace of God. If there is anything you have seen in this life that is worthy of emulation, it is because of Jesus Christ. And more than appreciating a man, let Jesus Christ, the one who makes and gives them, let him be the one who is glorified. But I really want to say thank you. Though that many of you were here literally leaning over, enduring the cold, and being patient, thank you, pastors, for sharing your activities to be here, and you have so graciously honored me. I pray that my God will honor you. And for Reverend Chair, thank you. Thank you for the love
and love is in the center of the rest of my heart. And the next time the Lord will grant us grace to speak, it will be a higher and a greater version of you. Therefore, the Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. You walk from glory to glory. May the Lord bless Hannah. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you.